Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Eric Wood, Bills color analyst, will be on the call with Chris Brown when the Bills play the Dolphins tomorrow night at Highmark Stadium. Eric's with us on the WBEN Live Line. Brian just mentioned Josh Allen will have a new look. He's wearing a visor and it's expected to in the game tomorrow night, first time that he will have worn a visor during a game. Do you think, Eric, this is going to be somewhat of an adjustment for him?
No, I don't think so. I've often seen him at practice wear a visor. He's worn them for the return of the red and blue, where he'll wear a colored visor. So I think it's something that he's done enough. And I know he said he wore one in college. So I wouldn't expect there to be any major adjustments with him wearing a visor.
Have you ever had to play with a broken nose?
I have not. I'd imagine it'll be fairly uncomfortable just from a breathing standpoint. Now, he said the other day he could breathe through it, so hopefully it's not a big issue. But, no, I've never had to play through a broken nose. Generally, the offensive linemen's face masks have a lot more to them than the skill positions. Now, we're not having to see a football, per se, through our face masks, and ours are designed up front so that, you know, fingers and hands can't necessarily get through those.
Well, Joey Bosa, I'd like to hear what you think of him. He's forced three fumbles in his first two games. I mean, he's leading the league right now. What kind of an impact is he having this season?
He's playing great. And this is a guy who I played against in my career, and I was hoping he still had some of that juice left that he had when we would play against the Chargers teams that he was on, because he's one heck of a pass rusher, one heck of a football player when healthy, and he's playing like a guy out there right now that seems like he's really enjoying having his legs under him, feeling good, playing on a good team, and he's been a wrecking ball out there at times.
Yeah, looks phenomenal out there. Where did you see the improvement? Or, I mean, can I chalk it up to we played the Jets in the defense from game one to game two? Because it was a dominant performance on Sunday. What did you like that you're hoping to see moving forward?
I thought the second and third level of the defense played really well. And, yeah, that the Jets' offense isn't on caliber with the Ravens' offense that we faced in week one, but that is a Jets' offense that ran for over 180 yards ago against the Steelers, and you guys were asking me last week about how we were going to be able to stop them. So I give credit to the defense. They played a great game. They were able to make them one-dimensional, and the script of the game worked out really well for the Bills, where they were able to get a lead, force the Jets to try and play catch-up ball and not be able to – you know, just suck the life out of the game, trying to run the football and play clock control. So, you know, the offense at times can help the defense by, you know, making them one-dimensional, but really dominant performance by the defense. And to your original question, I give a lot of credit to the linebackers in the secondary for making that happen. Even the corners, Tre'Davious White, Christian Benford, they both had tackles for loss in the game. So, great all-around performance by the defense.
Bills are obviously banged up. How do they approach this game with the 0-2 Dolphins while trying to get healthy?
Yeah, if someone's ready to go, you got to play them. And this is going to be a hungry Dolphins team coming in. They obviously don't want to fall to 0-3. It's a divisional game. These ones matter just a little bit more as far as the standings in the division. And so, you know, if guys are ready to roll in a short week, you hope that they can get back out there. But it is tough to recover. If you get dinged up in a Sunday game, it's a lot tougher to get ready for those Thursday games.
Where did it all go wrong for Miami? I mean, a year and a half ago, I'm trying to think of when exactly it was, but I mean, they were the hot team, right? Everyone was looking at Miami, putting up the points, speedy offense. Who's going to be able to stop them? They're going to overtake the Bills in the division. And now it looks like they're crumbling apart. What happened?
Yeah, there seems to be some turmoil down there. And, you know, at times injuries have affected them, whether it's been to Tua or Tyreek or other guys on the offensive side of the football. They have a banged up offensive line right now that's not doing them any favors and not doing Tua any favors. And then defensively, they've had a ton of injuries as well. You know, they have talented pass rushers, but Phillips, who's one of the better edge rushers in the league, he's dealt with major injuries, and they've had secondary injuries. And so they've been banged up, but I also think there's some truth to Mike McDaniel, first-time head coach, and teams were not fully prepared, which you can't be. You don't have a ton of film on what they're going to do. And then you also combine that with the speed that they have down in Miami. And I'm not saying everyone's figured them out at this point. They still put up 27 points a week ago against the Patriots, but it's not as shocking, I guess, when you go against the Dolphins anymore, just understanding game plan wise what you need to do against them.
You know, the Dolphins have not won a game in Orchard Park since 2016. They come in 0-2. They're desperate for a win. And, you know, when these two teams get together, though, these games are pretty chippy. So what kind of a game are you expecting?
Yeah, I think it'll probably be a little bit closer than people expect. The point spread somewhere around 12.5. And generally, divisional games play a little bit tighter. Now, history of Thursday night football, when a team's got to travel, you know, that has it's generally boded well for the home teams. You know, if you look at the averages with these Thursday night football games, but, you know, two familiar teams, you know, anytime you play a team twice a year and you got a lot of familiar faces, there's going to be some chippiness out there. But, you know, I'm confident in the Bills, but, you know, they're just, you know, yes, the Bills get a blowout win against the Jets last week. We'll see if they can get another one, but you never rely on those in the National Football League. Generally, they come down to a one-score game.
All right, Eric, looking forward to it tomorrow night. Eric Wood will be on the call on WGR 550 with an 8:15 kickoff on Thursday Night Football, Bills and Dolphins. Thanks for being with us. We ran out of time there. Wanted to ask if he thinks McDaniel will be wearing those stupid sunglasses on the sideline, even though it's nighttime. I don't think like the sun being down stops him.
Right. I don't either.
It's my number one question heading into tomorrow night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.